This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So just to finish up what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw that there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me, it was Jacques Vaughn.
Oh, wow.
Lawrence Frank.
Yes.
And Evangeline.
Lily
is,
yeah,
under the car on one of those rolling things.
Yes.
Sort of trying to fix it.
Oh, okay.
With tools.
That's why she would be under there for sure.
So, Jacques has this kind of funny idea.
Yeah.
There's a bunch
of... former coach of the Orlando Magic, Jacques Vaughn? Yeah.
Don't...
Lawrence Frank's former...
He still likes to be called
coach. New
Jersey
Nets coach.
Yes. Okay. He still wants to be called coach.
Okay.
He says they never officially fired him.
Oh, is that true?
He says no one talked to me.
Got it. Yeah.
But anyway, he has sort of a funny idea.
Mm.
There's all these drones around.
Sure.
And he's like, well, she can't see what we're doing. Let's tie the drones.
They're just hovering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, let's tie them to her feet.
Oh, okay.
Thinking, oh, we'll drag her out, and the wheels will just roll her down the driveway or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She gets tangled up in the engine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So then Lawrence goes, well, let's start the engine and blast her out.
Yeah. He's always like an X's and O's guy.
Yes.
Very technical.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's always coming up with adjustments.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work.
Oh.
Hey!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, but in New York this time. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
And what
Except
up,
to
what
find
up.
Purchase here in my very high chair.
So it's New York, it's the story.
This is how I do the show. When we're in the studio, we go like this.
And for people listening, he's putting his feet up in a funny way. We're in the storied Casper Podcast Lounge.
Such an honor to be playing at the Casper Podcast Lounge.
Hayes and I came here early to just walk the floorboards and feel the history.
Just the feet that have trod these boards. I don't get excited about this stuff.
No. I'm so over it. Yeah. I'm so jaded. But there's certain things.
And it takes you back to when the city was just all these like kind of underground podcast lounges.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
like the cops would like raid these places.
Uh-huh. They'd be doing these experimental podcasts.
Yeah. It's fun. It's very fun. Somebody messed up on the time slot very bad. We're sorry about that.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be breakfast. This was supposed to be like a group breakfast.
Yeah. Prior to the show.
Yeah.
And also, no one informed us. Obviously, we're LA guys. The time is all different.
Yes. The way... So, because, I read about this.
Yeah.
So I can explain this.
Please.
When you're on the plane, it's like you are fast-forwarding. Like
yeah.
on a tape. Like you're fast-forwarding a tape.
Yeah.
So, when you get to New York, it's like you're at the end of the tape.
And the tape starts over.
Yes. But my brain is still at the other... So what this
yeah.
means for us is that... In our heads, it's like 1 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So for us, it's hard to even do the show because we already did it yesterday.
Yes. And had like a big lunch, so we're tired.
And the other events of the past day that we're dealing
Exhausting.
With. Exhausting. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders jumped off the Flatiron. And I'm supposed to speak at this big thing for him.
Yeah.
In a few hours.
Yeah.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So.
You were an unusual choice to do something like that because you don't agree with his policies and didn't know who he was.
Don't know who he is?
Yeah.
I know the bird thing.
Yes. You liked that.
I liked it, but I felt like he was kind of stealing my thing.
Attracting birds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tough for me, too, with the time difference, because, as you know, I also die in the intervening period between now and 1 a.m.
Yes, that's right.
I go to pizza place for lunch, and the guy's tossing the pizza dough, mm-hmm. and it
lands
falls on my
you.
Face, yeah. and I suffocate to death.
Delicious.
And so now it's this dilemma.
It's a joke I make when it happens.
And I understand you doing Bernie Sanders' eulogy instead of... I don't want you to feel bad about it. I'm glad I get the chance to tell
you... Oh, you thought I would do yours?
Not... I'm saying I am fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just the dilemma. Do I avoid this scenario now or... Because does potentially something even worse happen?
Because
the way it goes Final down Destination now style. Is not that bad.
It's pretty funny and it's pretty
yes,
cool.
Yes, that's... Yes, I want to go out in sort of a cool way.
Yeah.
Like that.
But
and I'm, like, becoming one of the doughboys as well. So see if they one up that.
Yeah. They're, of course, doing an 8 p.m. show. So I just... All of this is just to say we're distracted. We don't want to do the show. It's not going to be a very good show.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, but also, like... What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, and we have a major announcement to make.
Yes, that's
as well.
Right.
Do you want to do it?
Okay. We would like to tell everyone here, you're witnessing history. We have decided to be the number one podcast.
We had been discussing this for a long time.
We were going back and forth. I don't want to.
Should
it's too
we?
Too much pressure. It's like, yeah. It's selfish. We have so much else going on.
Yeah.
But
we talked to our loved ones, and we got a lot of support from them, and so we are going to become the number one podcast. We're going to do it today.
Yep, we're going to do it starting right now, and I think probably within 20, 25 minutes we'll be number one.
Yeah.
And
you get to watch, because we love... transparency and see-through stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
we hate
like a spider
opaque.
Web, sort of.
Yeah.
You know?
If a glass should be made of glass, not plastic.
Yes.
But
or
anyway.
Some plastic is actually okay.
Oh, clear plastic.
Yeah. Like this, the water bottle.
Oh, if it's thin.
Yeah. So you get to watch on the computer as we... go all the way up.
Ascend.
From whatever we are, like six or whatever we are now, to one.
Yep. Yeah, six or five.
And but, that should be good for the people listening at home. A lot of this is just going to be silently just hacking the computer. And but that should be fun for them as well.
But it's good. You're part of the news.
Yes.
And so in order
here.
To sort of... shepherd us into this new phase of our podcast career. We've brought our podcast guru, the main dude and best guy from Gimlet Media. Please welcome Alex Blumberg.
Hi, Alex. And we're shaking hands.
Hi, Alex. It's official.
I like how you're narrating. You guys are professional podcast. You're like telling everybody.
What should we be?
No, you're good.
Yeah. Is this good?
I'm surprised you're not number one already.
Yeah, it seems strange.
Yeah, it is. It's honestly, I mean, there. I see some really little kids in the front row, but it is fucked up. Like, it is.
No, it's fucked
really
up.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Alex, we are excited to have you. We were fans of yours when you were on This Little American Life of Mine. And you betrayed them.
Mm-hmm.
Left, took all your... burned your Rolodex and took it for yourself.
Money World. Money World.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yes, Money World.
Planet Money. Right?
Like yeah, Cool yeah, World, yeah. But yeah. With, for money.
And you used that to learn how to steal money from Ira Glass.
Right.
Use it to start your own
podcast
network.
Basically what happened.
And so now you've become sort of a podcast guru.
Yeah.
Were you Adam Carolla's guy? Did you do Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan?
Yeah, Rogan.
Or
Carolla?
Neither one of them. I can't take credit for them. Nope.
Not an option.
No.
Those would be great clients for you, I think.
Yeah, they do quite well. They're good.
So how
can I be helpful?
Well, we're. Oh. I mean,
we that. I guess we were hoping you would come with that.
What's that?
Just come with some ideas for how to be helpful.
How do you get to number? You want to know?
Well, because we brought the computer.
Yeah.
Know? So if like, if we're doing this, like if we're doing our part, can we initiate computer mode, please?
Yeah. There we go.
So. Everyone can see the computer?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And this is my computer. And we are going to want... So... I don't really want to say what the background is. Maybe you could just say what it... I don't like to talk about it that much.
Your desktop picture?
Yes.
For the people who aren't here in the room with us and can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is a E.T.
Yes.
E.T., famous movie about that kid trying to get a thing off his bike.
Yes. Yeah. And like that, so the reason this is my background is because I don't like seeing it that much, and so it makes me want to like get to work really fast.
Yes. Very motivational.
Because there he is, and he's like very obviously threatening to burn me.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know, he's really throwing you some shade with that look.
Yes.
It's really, yeah.
He's mad at his fingers a lit cigar.
And so, let's defeat E.T. And so we get rid of him, and we don't touch the finger. So this is, you know about how you move, the finger is on this, and you drag it, and this is the clicker as well. You know about that? And you can put the clicker up E.T.'s nose, but... To sort of show him.
We don't do that. We do it again, but we don't really do that. It's just not our kind of humor. But do it one more time.
I don't. Right. I don't want to.
And it's and
do you? Are you asking me how do you use a trackpad?
No,
I'm
not
telling
exactly.
you. How to use a trackpad.
He's informing you.
But this is actually where I sort of. I sort of hit a wall here
with using the trackpad.
No,
so what do you do when
I know
you get
how to do that because you've seen me put it up E.T.'s nose multiple times.
Why'd I throw my water?
Wait, I don't understand.
Wait.
You get up.
I know how to use the...
When you get up and go to work.
Yes.
You open your computer. Mm-hmm. There's E.T. And you're like, whoa, don't want to see that.
I want E.T.
And then,
to go.
And better get some work on the
move
screen.
Move the cursor around.
Yes. And now...
And then what do you do?
That's what I want to know. Because, well, here's the thing that is weird to me. Usually all my little guys are down there at the bottom.
Computer,
some
activate iTunes.
Some of them are
popping
up and down saying, open me. But today I don't see them.
Activate iTunes. Computer.
All right. You know I own my own
company. It's being mean. What, Alex?
How did you open your own company without knowing how to
all right, hold
open
on.
A computer?
All right, so you just got to get the... All right, we're really going there, huh? Okay, you got to...
Yeah. Hayes showed you that.
If
Hayes
you drag
showed
it down
you what
here,
you're doing right now.
It sometimes moves around.
Oh, is yours on the right?
There it is.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
It's always sneaking around.
And what happened?
He found my little guy.
For people listening,
I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to teach you to fish. I'm not going to fish for you. So
okay.
I think. So do you see the iTunes? Do you see the?
It's a book.
iTunes.
It's the book of music.
It's not the book.
It has music. What denotes music? Do you see any icon that denotes music on that sidebar there that we found?
I guess F is a note in music.
Oh, see, look. I give you a hint. When you roll...
Keynote music.
No. When you roll the cursor over it, the name comes up next to it. So all you have to do is find the name that says the word iTunes.
And I saw it before.
Good.
I did see it earlier. Yeah. And now I do utilize the clicker now.
Right.
Right? And I hold it all the way down, or I just do the little one?
Smash it.
Okay.
Yeah, smash it. Finish him.
Wait, no. Alex, what's
wrong?
Again.
I think you just did it too fast.
I did. I smashed it too hard.
Loosen your wrist.
Okay.
All right, now do it again.
Now it's making it and tighter. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's getting tighter.
Hayes already hurt himself trying to do this.
I have a bandaid from doing this too hard already.
Sorry, I got impatient.
I should have
just let you do it.
Now there's Nikki Glaser on the iTunes page. So now I know I'm not safe.
All right.
And I want to big in this.
So now we're in the iTunes store.
Okay.
Which is where a lot of podcasts can be found.
Yes.
Podcasts.
And now where's some of your stuff?
So I think if you go to if you want to look at the top podcast, you can scroll down. Do you know how to scroll?
Uh-huh.
There we go. Okay, yeah, there you go.
It is fun.
And there you go. And if you see on the right there, it says top audio podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
And so smash it?
And smash it again.
Yeah. Oh, no. Something big came up.
Uh-oh. We didn't think this through, did we? Now we're going to have to get into Wi-Fi passwords.
Computer. Internet.
Well, this interim, while we try to figure out what computers are, would be a great time to talk about how honored we are again to be in the Casper Podcast Lounge, the only podcast lounge sponsored by a company that gave free mattresses to every other podcast host.
Do we have any Casper people here?
Do we have some Casper people in the house?
That's what I thought.
Okay. I wouldn't think they'd want to look me in the eye. Just based on their business model, which is have us do ads and give everyone else mattresses.
Give everyone else the mattress.
Okay. Hey, wow, Hayes.
It went up.
All right.
And Alex, it is up now.
Okay. Alex, and you see that?
All right, so now let's find you guys.
Okay.
What did you guys say you were?
Okay. Now.
Is this in order or this is random?
Well, there's see the numbers next to the ones, so...
Yeah, are those random?
If you look at, number one is a podcast called Stuff You Should Know.
That's kind of like us.
Number two is the podcast where I worked for 15 years, This American Life.
Little American Life of mine.
I remember they used to be number ones, but
then
you left, and it must have
exactly,
not...
Exactly, yeah, and then
it took a little tumble, I guess.
And then Stuff You Should Know guys just...
Dinged them.
Kicked him off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else is up here? There's Joe Rogan.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It says Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs is number 20. I know that's wrong.
This is old.
Okay,
it is.
So we're up to 40 now. I don't see... myself.
Well, let's keep going. Like, go down.
Okay. Well, there's so many. Do we want to split up this screen so we like look at the different parts of it as we scroll down so we don't miss anything? And so maybe you take the left, Alex. I'll take the middle, and Sean will take the right.
Okay, I'm on the right.
Yeah.
So where does it stop? Oh,
wait,
points guy?
Oh, wait, stop. Hold on, okay. So you found us, Alex.
No. I have a question.
Good. Yeah.
What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, right. That's right. We forgot to tell you about that. It's called Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handle?
Handbook. Not to be confused with Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Handbook?
Handbook.
Handbook.
Yes.
What's it about?
We don't know,
it's
really.
It's our guide to kicking butt and dropping names on the red carpet, linebacker, always of this industry, we call show.
Yeah.
But wait. Sorry, we'll get back to this. And I just have this will help us, I think, ultimately, if I know a little bit more about your podcast. Sean? No, Sean. No. Sorry. Okay.
He said Sean, he pointed at Sean. Because he knew our names.
Are we doing this? The podcast called Hollywood Handbook is the podcast that we're doing right now?
Well, yeah.
I think so. And this gets to the heart of some confusion I've had for a long time.
Yes.
Am I your guest then?
What do you mean?
Because I don't have anything to do with Hollywood.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, don't sell yourself short.
I've seen some TV shows.
Yes.
That were probably made in Hollywood.
That's a good place to start.
All Aren't right. you friends with Shark Tank's billionaire investor Chris Sacca?
That's true.
Case closed.
Seems like a tenuous connection.
All right. Can you zip that up? Sorry, I noticed you're wearing a Reply All t-shirt, and I see it.
Oh, yeah, that's
on the chart, and it's a little higher than us.
His shirt's on the screen.
I'm sorry, when I say up, I want it to be closed. I do not want,
Australian up.
For you to come here and be a walking billboard for your own show while we're trying to do our show, especially now that I see that it's not as high.
Okay, Hollywood Playbook, I'm looking for it. All right, so.
Okay, so you are taking the left.
I'm taking the lefty zone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
And what am I seeing?
Call things out as we
see. What are these mean?
Let's see. Myths and Legends.
Simmons, Risk,
Startup, Mystery Show. There's another one of our.
Bill Maher.
Startup. There's another one of our.
Mystery Show. Mystery Show's about the pickup artist.
Let's see.
A lot of peacocking tips.
New Yorker.
Hashtag Girl Boss Radio.
Hashtag Girl Boss Radio. Brands on.
King Body Podcast.
Nope, Kino Body.
Kino Body, yeah.
Okay, that looks good. Can I bookmark something?
Awesome. Surprisingly awesome. That's one of ours also. Let's see, we've got four.
Car Talk is on there. Yep. That's good.
Ear Biscuits.
Slate's Trump Cast thing.
What are we on? I'm at 191. KFC. Oh, the Goldman Sachs podcast.
That's on there around 193. Okay. So go back up because we must be above
that.
Yeah,
that's where we must have missed it.
Yeah. And Alex, I wonder, did you...
All right.
Your left.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you were looking at the left-hand zone.
But wait, was it the left two columns or three columns?
Well, let's trade. I'll do the left.
Yeah.
And we'll just go back through it. And Alex, this time you take the right, which I don't have any questions about the right. I actually read it.
Okay. The left three columns or four.
The right?
The right.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I think we should give Alex two and we take the other four.
Well, right. I can't do half.
Okay.
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 All right, so there's Planet Money. That's the show I started. That's right.
Serial, love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Nickelodeon Animation Podcast, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Guys, we...
Sword and Scale. Up there's Startup again. That's another one of our podcasts.
Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Brains
Donald
On.
Donald Cowboy Sarong.
The Jocko Podcast.
Below Post. Car Talk.
Yeah.
So much of this feels like kind of what we do.
I
Trump
know.
Cast.
And I also see a lot of people who have been on our
show. Oh, Hello from the Magic Tavern. That's a really funny show. Have you guys
heard that? Yeah, I've heard that.
Is that good? Yeah, really good. I'm happy for them. So what I'm thinking is there's been a horrible mistake. Because I'm not seeing our show.
Is it on pause because we're doing it right now?
Right.
Do we have to shut this off and then it'll go on there?
I don't think you're in the top 200.
Okay.
Well, but I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
Because they also break it out by category.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one for, smartness?
Great question. Or what about
good.
Cool, nice guys who love to have fun?
Yeah.
Well, if you had to give, Hollywood Playbook a subject that it was in.
Let's just have it be that now.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And this question goes to you, Hayes. If it was, what would it...
You just be Hayes now.
what would it...
Yes.
What would you call this? Like, how would you define the subject area? Like, is it a
indubitably
a personal fitness? Is it a personal fitness podcast? Or like,
is it personal fitness? It's not just that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate to limit us this way.
I know.
Entrepreneurship, anything, you know, like the, you know.
Spirituality, we definitely cover.
All right, should we look at the spirituality? I think that is a category.
Okay, I mean, do we want to check for spirituality?
All right, so yeah, there you go. Oh, you're getting...
Alex, do you know that religions killed more people than all wars combined? Have you ever learned that from Ricky Gervais or from anyone?
I'm sorry.
That religion has killed more people than all wars combined. Diseases. And falling down the stairs.
And now to Sean at this point, this is not necessarily a bad thing.
No. They're fighting for a just cause. Christ's love. Now... So this is now a whole new list? Are these in order?
These are in order also. So this is the top of the charts for all the podcasts that are categorized as religion and spirituality, which you say would be an appropriate category for you.
Oh, we cover a bunch of that.
Okay.
A lot of these guys look like me. Sort of shiny on top and like a bushy white beard.
And a lot of these women look like my teachers.
Okay, I'm scrolling. I did think there would be more ghost stuff in here.
Word on fire sermons. What a hip young way to reach people.
Hollywood. There's not even really the word Hollywood.
No, I'm not seeing our word, and I wonder if maybe they had trouble spelling it.
There are 200 of these.
200 of these?
Yeah.
So we're all the way...
Flower Mound Women's Bible Study. No, that's not us. Sounds a bit off color.
Calvary Albuquerque, is that us? It's not.
What other category could we be in?
Because, well, let me explain a little bit about our show.
Okay.
Yeah. We're really cool, nice, funny. We love to have fun.
Yeah.
We're smart. We're teaching you. We're being nice. We have a ton of friends. Girls like
and just like what the show has. The show has good parts, games,
yes,
laughing, excitement.
There's good parts. There's funny stuff.
Facts about knowledge.
It's friendly. We're your friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Could I ask a couple other questions? Because there are a lot of podcasts that are sort of nice, trying to be friendly, trying to be funny. That's a lot.
Individually, but not all at the same time.
Yeah, in one show, Alex.
Well, let me ask some other questions. Again, for people who maybe don't see you. What gender are you guys?
We're boys.
Dudes.
Yeah. And I don't want to get too specific, so forgive me if this is prying, but what race are you?
He's 1/8 Native American.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm his friend, so.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And he's never made me feel bad about that.
No.
So.
Does that ever come up?
My being 1/8 Native American?
In my head sometimes, yeah, but I never say anything. But I always wonder if he's going to put some kind of hex on me.
And in fairness, I've considered it.
Okay. All right. So it's a you guys are being nice, doing some comedy.
Yeah.
You're both dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And combined, you're 1 7/8 white.
Mostly white.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
okay. Is there anything else like that?
Well, let's see.
Okay. Go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Explore the top again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
I think we need another category.
Okay.
Is there any that's like, it's a gas?
Music, that's the opposite of podcasts. Get it off of here. Fi. Speaking of music, I forgot to introduce myself. I was going to, instead of saying I'm Sean, I was going to go, hey, I'm Becky with the good hair.
Oh, that's good. That's a,
do you guys know?
That got a huge pop.
Hey.
I was worried that wouldn't play here, because I know it's like an L.A. thing.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's Hayes, and I'm Becky with the good hair. Imagine. This is our answer to Lemonade. Imagine. No, I'm Sean. So, Alex, you've seen half our show now. What category would you put it under?
All right, let's see. What are the... So, arts, business, not really business.
I can't draw, so yeah. Not arts. So bad.
Comedy is usually sort of funny.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, this is pretty funny.
Funny is one of the things.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've said.
Yeah, let's try
let's
that
Let's take
one.
A peek.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Well, I do see a lot of my friends, so we might be in the right area.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Alex, do you ever make it weird?
Okay.
I like, yeah.
Wait, why didn't we see you made it weird in spirituality?
Let's see. Okay, you got Joe Rogan, the Reed.
Who's got which column?
Oh, there's Hello from the Magic Tavern. That's a really funny podcast.
Yeah, people
you've mentioned
say that,
that
all
really
the
funny.
Time.
You seem to like
the Church
that
of What's Happening Now with Joey Coco Diaz. I understand why that's above us.
Improv Nerd with Jimmy Curry.
Come Town, that sounds good.
Spont! Ah, the Doughboys.
Ah, the Doughboys. Okay. And we just keep going. We're into the low 100s now.
Premium Pete show.
Okay.
But you made it weird was up there.
Never Not Funny.
There's Tom, there's Besho. Okay.
So
156.
I hate to ask this. Are these in order?
Oh, wait. There you are.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
good.
The clapping was for,
oh,
Alex.
Sorry, I don't usually do this.
When there's clapping, that means someone saw us.
Okay. I will say, on the bright side, we are one ahead of the bitch Bible.
So we're just barely edging out the bitch Bible.
We are a couple behind the Daily Show podcast without Jon Stewart, which... doesn't appear to be maintained that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. So what is your prescription, I guess, mm-hmm. Dr. Podcast, for defeating all of these other shows and becoming the best one?
Well, let's see. There's not really one thing that you could do, you know.
Yeah.
There was just a playbook that you could follow, no pun intended.
What?
You know, just everybody would do it, right?
Yeah.
So what I know about warfare from Sun Tzu is that often I don't need to necessarily defeat my enemy if I can turn him against my other enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Or her, in the case of bitch sesh.
So should we much put bitch in our name?
Yes, that seems like number one.
Right.
Ah!
Whoa, what happened?
Oh, computer!
Resize.
It'll come back.
Well, let's, I mean...
We were talking about renaming ourselves the Hollywood Bitch Book?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think maybe we could sort of look at the ones that are at the top.
Okay.
And maybe you could try to do what they're doing.
Okay, great.
I mean...
The Nerdist, we do that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do love nerd stuff.
Oh, look at that. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Okay.
Is number four. That's a NPR show.
Yeah.
They have
all
a
right.
quiz.
So, okay. So, ask me anything.
They have guests.
I'm an open book, Alex. What do you want to know?
Well... how did you get into podcasts in the first place?
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we're
and
not
you say,
movie.
You say, wait, don't tell me, I guess?
Oh, right. Wait, don't tell me.
And then I don't understand where it would go from there.
Well, either someone's very disrespectful and does tell you, in which case that's not nice, which is not what we do.
Yeah.
Or they honor the request. Hound tall.
I'm seeing...
What is going on?
I have a proposition, and I'm just floating this.
Okay.
I'm seeing Kevin Smith on here a lot.
Do you guys know him?
No, we don't.
No, would love to get in that circle.
I'm just floating this out.
Not a joke about him being round.
It wasn't. That did occur.
It wasn't.
I saw the other day he was kicked off a plane again for his size.
Uh-huh.
Is there a legal precedent for kicking him off iTunes? That's all. It's just a question.
And Hayes has his pilot license.
I do have a pilot license. Yes.
So for
safety, just for safety reasons. Could we
kick him off of iTunes?
Get him expelled.
And he's iTunes, and so. It's for a similar reason. He's taking up too many spots.
Right. So you're gonna sue your way to the top?
I don't know.
Would that work?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of anything.
Should we become patent trolls?
That would be an interesting strategy.
Patent troll's kind of a mythical figure. Maybe that ties in with your Hello from the Magic Tavern you're obsessed
with.
Yes,
that you
with.
Love right. so much.
What is Hollywood Roadmap's legal budget?
Legal budget?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole budget for the show is tied up right now. Mm-hmm. It's not that there isn't one. It's that it's sort of invested in places where it hasn't come home yet.
Yes. We're just not very liquid at this
right.
time.
My speaking fee, is that part of that?
Yes.
Because that's not coming home.
Mm-hmm. One piece.
Where else is it invested?
Getting personal. wait, don't tell me. No, that's okay. All right. Do you remember a car called the Edsel?
From history books, I think.
Yeah. Well, so
we want to open a restaurant in that car.
Oh, just a restaurant in a car.
It's a chain of restaurants inside cars.
Because a lot of them are not being used.
Yes.
So you would drive your car.
They don't move.
No, I know. But you presumably would drive your car.
You're gonna
need a car. To the restaurant and then get out of your car and then get into another car and have your meal.
And don't worry about making a mess.
Yeah. And clean it up.
Oh, God. Okay. Yes, of course. But there's towels and stuff.
Well, you could do it like that's sort of part of the ambiance. You know, it's just like... You know, your actual car where, like, there's, like, wrappers and stuff in the floor. And
That'd
be a cool... I don't mean to tell you your business.
No, please,
sounds
anything.
Sounds like a brilliant investment.
That's so much further than we got. Okay, yeah.
Okay, but anyway, so no legal budget, I guess, is what you're saying.
No.
Not exactly.
I wonder
We know a video game lawyer.
Yes, we are friends with a video game lawyer.
Yeah.
And some video games are on the computer. He is right here. He's in the front row. So that's a bad sign. I actually feel like we should maybe cut ties with him.
A really good video game lawyer wouldn't be able to be here.
Yes.
Is he?
Yes. And the clothes, I would say, as well, are sort of not what I was hoping for. a video game lawyer.
I haven't played video games recently, but there's lawyers in them?
In this one.
Yeah. That's really... He goes around with a gavel or something, and he's bashing people on the head, bad
guys.
It's
really weird. They have gotten very realistic.
Prairie Home Companion. Is there
okay,
like...
is that us?
No.
Well, can we just sort of do... Let's just pick a show.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll just do what they do even better.
And then,
and
maybe
then we'll appear where they are.
Yes. We'll watch us replace them.
Okay. That sounds good.
Oh, you know what would be really easy to do right now?
What?
Beautiful stories with anonymous people.
That would be great.
There's so many anonymous people here.
Yes.
Someone tell me a beautiful story.
Do we want to get someone up to tell a beautiful story?
Does anyone want to tell us a beautiful story?
There's one
that
in the
man.
Back.
Get up here,
come
you
up
stranger.
Here. Oh, look at this shy anonymous person in the back. Let's fix his life.
Yes, he's... What are your struggles? And please don't say your name.
Oh, I'm diabetic.
Hmm?
That's my struggle, diabetes.
Oh, okay.
He's diabetic.
Well,
Can we get him to sit a little farther away? I'm sorry.
I've got a joke.
He's a little close to me.
Maybe
it's a big couch. You're on a big couch. We don't have to be right up on the edge of me, please.
But I have something. Ready?
Okay.
You and me together, we're going to diabete this thing.
That's great.
And now
that should be going away. Beautiful anonymous should be disappearing.
Have you started moving up? That was a good joke.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see.
And it's...
Did we go away? Oh,
we might have gone down.
156.
Is that the same as it was?
Yeah, you're still behind Race Wars.
I don't have number retention.
Okay, and I don't want to blame this guy. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the full story.
Okay.
Oh, so you think that there's more to it.
You want to dig in more with dudes?
You're a journalist.
We have finally stumbled upon my expertise, I guess.
Okay.
Which is... storytelling.
Okay.
Tell me about your Jimi Hendrix t-shirt.
Yeah, I like vintage t-shirts, and it has a nice tattered quality that makes it seem like maybe I was at like one of the shows like back in the day, so I want to kind of give off that impression when I go to podcast tapings. And then I raise my hand, and then I get it like shown off. I look pretty cool.
It's somehow sadder than the other thing.
He's admitted to being a sneak.
Still there.
Yeah, you're not moving the needle.
That's not doing it, huh? Mm.
It must be balancing out somehow.
I mean, okay. So what do... Is there another show we should do?
Let's see. What's up there now?
He's not leaving.
I mean... What?
We could become Two Dope Queens.
I'm nervous about that.
Me too.
That makes me nervous for us to be Two Dope Queens.
Okay.
Well, just try it. You do one Dope Queen, and if I'm feeling it, I'll jump in.
Okay.
Or Alex can.
That's, I think, a good idea. Alex, do you want to be both Dope Queens?
Oh, that would be so good
for
us,
Alex.
Or
you and our anonymous friend here, would you like to be a Dope Queen?
Yeah, we've got two Dope Queens, and we'll kind of be spectators.
Yes, that could be really good.
And, I'm more the consultant.
What are we paying for, Alex?
Okay.
The basement yard with Joe Santagato. I have a guess at what that could be like. And I feel like that's an ethnic affectation I could do without being offensive.
I'm always willing to hear what you have.
Okay. There's like a clanking sound of like me dropping weights. And then it's... Hey, welcome to the basement yard.
It's a show where me and my bro sit around and we talk about what's going on in the neighborhood and...
Pass me my lunch pail.
That's good.
I was really in it for a minute.
Yeah, I could tell.
I was way in there.
Yeah. Do you want to lie down, anonymous
friend? Oh, yes. Tell us about the Casper mattress.
Would you mind putting on some of those Casper slippers? They're somewhere around here. No, they're on the other side. You got them.
He's got them.
Yeah, put on some slippers.
Don't try on my shades.
You deserve a little break.
No such thing as a fish is more popular than us.
I think that's a British podcast. So.
That could be good.
British, all they do is eat fish.
If we say,
they're across the pond.
I haven't heard of fish then. Oh, it's a show where people will explain to me about fish.
Just chips. For me.
Great. These are so
good.
Because
there's no such thing as a fish.
I don't understand. Yes, because there's no such thing. You would only want chips.
So then you'd only get chips. And I really went somewhere for that one.
How did you come up with that?
I blacked out. Well, you know, where was Sean? I was Cecil. So
many people, by the way, that we've had, like, there's Paul Scheer and the Gilmore guys and Grace Helbig and Chris Gethard and all these people who are N.P. Holmes and all these people that are very, like, best friends with us. Have we been launching them to the top of this and we're the trampoline?
That's what's going on.
You launched those guys?
In a way. Let's see. Let's try one more.
Okay.
You want to go all the way up there? Let's shoot lower.
There's guys we effed. I mean, is that...
Oh, right.
Dangerous for us, too. Now I'm really starting to see these kids in the front row.
Right. Right. When we're going to talk about guys we effed?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah. I'll go first. Me.
That's it?
That's my list so far.
Okay.
My gym teacher.
That's not doing it.
Well... Okay, how about this? Who cares about being number one? Right.
How about, yes, the whole thing was that it was making a joke.
You didn't fall for it, did you, Alex?
Alex, you actually thought we wanted to be number one?
Right, like we're going to be number one. Come on, too much pressure.
Oh, that's so sweet, Alex.
The show's supposed to be fun, not a competition.
That's really sweet of you.
Alex, you rube.
So you're saying you're happy where you are? And what is it, 150?
156. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that rounds up to, well...
Is that when you say it out loud, like, I'm number 156? Does that feel good?
Does that feel right? You want me to say that?
We'll see how it feels. See, I mean, I think it's the only way to tell.
Do you want to do it as one of your characters?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who haven't we explored yet?
I couldn't get enough of that British accent, but, you know.
Oh, all
that's
right,
just
all
me.
Right. I'm number 156, me mate.
How did that feel?
So, I was not loving having to say 56 at the end.
Yes. For a second, I could see that you felt really good.
Yeah, it was going great for a minute.
Well, wait. Just say it again and just take your time getting to the 56.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this time it's... I'll be Australian. Hey. I'm number one. 56, me mate.
Worse.
Yeah.
Sadder.
Yeah.
Hey, you were pointing out a bunch of shows that you had on the top 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we do one of those? Do we do like an Alex Blumberg show? Because we're in this...
Oh, damn. That's so twisted, Hayes.
Because...
Wait a minute.
Right in front of him? Well, we can have...
You're insane!
Because we have this thing. We're sitting on this
thing. Yeah, we've already got it. It's like a cool
We've already got it.
We're like not using what we've got.
Yes. So, he already thinks we're paying him. So,
Alex.
Yes.
How diverse is Gimlet?
Not super diverse.
Yeah, could be more.
Yeah.
And then is that shooting us up?
Yeah. You do a thing on your show sometimes where it's like, you're like, is this on? You know, like the guy's recording the thing, and, mm-hmm. or you're like your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could do a show where we pretend we're in Alex Blumberg's bed.
Well, the other thing that...
Because you'll be like, I'm recording this really late at night.
Yeah. You know? No, I do that sometimes. And there was and the trick with that is that you have to actually be very, very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And really, really sort of bare your soul about like, what you're afraid of, what you feel like you've screwed up.
Should I be getting more colds?
What?
Like, I think he's worried that you have a cold.
What?
Like, isn't it often that you're recording and like it sort of like sounds like you're a little under the weather?
I think that's just the way I sound.
Okay.
But so, you want to try it? So, I mean, you want to try it?
So we try it where we're like, okay.
Should I get in the bed? Is that
what you're saying?
No,
so.
Here, we can both do it.
Yeah.
And I can.
There is a little blanket here.
I guess I can sort of coach you.
So we'll lie down on the Casper mattress. It's so mm-hmm. good that we have a bed here.
Now I want mm-hmm. to get. I want
okay,
you
and
get
Alex
into
can
the...
tuck us in, and our anonymous friend should come too.
Yeah. All right. Can you bring the other? I think we need another blanket.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can we double blanket this mother?
Huh?
Oh yeah.
It's really late at night.
All right. I need you to hold my microphone here. Hold on a second.
Oh yeah.
Do I sound like two dudes? Little mic joke.
When I tuck my daughter in, she likes it if I...
Ooh, make me a little burrito, yes.
All right, are you toasty? Okay, good.
Or like a wrap.
So you guys are both lying on the
and you lie on our
mattress
feet.
Bed.
Yes.
All right, now I want you to really get in touch. All right, so it's early morning. I'm going to give you a scene. Are you familiar with like sort of actors that you got to sort of get into the role? Are you familiar with that?
Yes,
oh, right, Hollywood roadmap. Mm-hmm. Right. So you, what's happening right now? I want you to get in touch. It's early morning. You haven't been able to sleep. You haven't been able to sleep very well. You're worried. You have a lot of fears. You have a lot of anxieties. I want you to get deep in touch with those.
I'm in my bed.
Mm.
Okay. It's early in the morning. I'm very scared of my girlfriend, Carrie Ann Moss. She sleeps with her eyes open, and I...
Slow down.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm awake, but I have to pretend I'm asleep for another hour or else my dad will wake up.
That's good. What are you afraid of?
That he's going to be pissed. Kick me out of his basement.
Have you, because you've screwed up in some way? Or you're afraid
a lot
you're
of ways.
What?
I tried to do a podcast. I don't really know what they are.
I'm scared that people will find out that the show is not a success. That we are not compensated. That we were flown out here, which is nice.
But that maybe when we showed up that the hotel didn't have a room for me.
Did that really happen?
Also, one thing that happened is, so my mom came to the show and stayed in the same hotel, and so when I gave them my name, they went like, are you Catherine? And I went, no, I'm Sean. And they were like, you should have been Catherine. Because you don't have a room.
And how did that make you feel?
Small.
And also, for a long time on the website for Vulture Fest, the Hollywood Handbook page was just a picture of Sean.
And how did that make you feel?
Kind of good. I guess I don't know. I was scared of being on there, I guess.
Is that? Did it feel good because you feel like that's what you deserve?
I guess I kind of just want to become invisible.
I got scared Hayes wasn't going to show up. So, and also,
you know, Dracula's, Frankenstein's.
Frankenstein's, Wolfman's.
The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Creature from Black Lagoon.
All manner of zombies. Dracula's. Basically, everyone.
Is that good?
Does that feel like? Are we number one now?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Was that working?
Alex trying to end the show.
Oh no! I was just trying to get some feedback.
No.
How did it feel for
good.
You guys?
I do kind of want to stay here.
Just to experience the mattress was pretty fulfilling.
Yeah.
You would think I wouldn't have to fly to New York and and do a show for it, but you know, everyone's different.
Should we check in with our anonymous friend?
Yeah, what's going on for you?
How are your vitals?
Oh, pretty good. I'm still alive for now, and that's how I just take every hour.
So you didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
And it's almost time to wrap up, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
You want me to? Wrap up the show. Sorry.
Oh, Alex thought that he.
And Alex
that
wanted me.
He's gonna wrap you up in a blanket.
Wrap me up in a blanket,
and that's why he's the best.
I was like, you're tucked in pretty good. I don't know how much more wrapping you want.
Yeah.
No, I meant freestyle rap. At the end of every show, we wrap it up and just go ahead and we'll drop a beat on you, Alex, if you just take us out. Remember Becky with the good hair? But honestly, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. So,
did anyone fly a really long way to get here?
Oh, yeah. Did somebody fly from far away? Where? What do you think is far? Okay, that's...
The question was flying.
Question was flying.
8 hours from Pittsburgh on the bus, we heard. Guy thinks he flew on a bus.
Was it a Peter Pan bus? Is that why you got confused? Nailed it. Dude is toast. Anybody want to sweep that pile of ashes off his chair? Used to be a human there.
One fan down. Who's next?
Who's next? Who else wants to taste our wrath?
I know Sean's mom flew from pretty far away. Should we roast her next?
She'll be fine. You do it. Let's not. That's my mommy. Now, who's got their hand up? What's up? You raise your hand in a peace sign, huh?
Chicago. In the house.
Chicago.
Is in the house.
Is in the house, okay. And you know we flew from L.A. So.
So we won something today. We're number one at something, which is making the most effort to get into this room.
And we want to thank everyone who paid like $35 or something to see something you could have listened to in a slightly worse version than normal. And you got any shout-outs or anything, Hayes?
Alex, you want to pump reply all again?
There's a show later today that I don't think is sold out like ours is. If you'd like to funnel a couple tickets to that show.
You know you've got podcast fans.
Yeah. Right. There is, there is a show later today, a live version of Reply All, one of the shows that's on our network. This is the t-shirt. Check that out. That's later today.
It's in this room.
Is it in this room?
Yeah.
In the podcast lounge?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a blanket up here you could hide under.
I feel like there should be a visual that you guys are both lying in bed right now with handheld mics.
Yeah, that would have helped to set up at the top of this, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for somebody listening who hasn't known the whole time.
Yeah. We can put this up at the top. Do you have any shout-outs you want to do, anonymous stranger?
Yeah, anybody you want to make famous?
Oh, yeah, I just want to shout out to old Bernie Sanders, who I'm not voting for him, but I can give him a shout out.
Oh, so now we know why he jumped off the Flatiron building later today. He didn't say why. He just furiously took the stairs and leapt off the top.
Because anonymous stranger wasn't voting for him after his beautiful story.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, quick, don't turn the podcast off. I know you probably left it on by accident, but I'm Arnie Niekamp from Hello from the Magic Tavern. This is what's going on. About a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. I'm joined by my co-host, a talking badger.
Chunt, please.
And a magical wizard.
I am Usador, blue wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius.
His name goes on a lot longer than that, but we don't have time for
names.
It. We interview adventurers, magical creatures, talking animals, and we talk about buttholes a lot. I apologize for that. If that sounds interesting, download Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Aye, and then you can join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Correct, Donald?
Correct. Download it on Earwolf, and the entire back catalog is also on the Howl app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.